Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music.
I'm Bob. You gotta be careful what you say around here, because you might get fired for something.
I'm Donnie.
Don't let me smack you around, my boy.
She's learned her lesson.
A scrawny little Asian girl in New York City.
I'm a spider.
My head itches.
You're my cupcake gumdrop, the apple of my
eye. I swear you could slap him on both sides of the cheek and jelly'd pop out his mouth. That's what it looks like. Don't it look like you just go and jelly just shoot out of every orifice of his face?
Phenomena.
Oh, good lord.
How do you not love the chubby kid?
Jello boy.
The Jello Boy.
Jello Boy.
Is that what we're calling him now?
I guess.
Once again, we fall into a situation where I can't hear a word I'm saying.
It's always at the beginning of every show. It never fails.
And of course, you're too high.
Yeah, I can. I'm really loud. So what we get for not testing.
Yeah, we just came in. Oh, there I am. Hello.
There you go.
Hello. Yeah, we just came in and turned it on. Anyway, thank God he left.
Yeah, for real. Bring a burger or chicken or a banana.
My dad, he can't. He decides to come in. He just doesn't know when to stop. He does. It's like, hello, headphones on, music playing. Bye.
I mean, we're starting now.
I mean, I don't want to be rude to him, but come on. Anyways, Donnie, how are you doing?
I'm tired.
From what?
Work.
Masturbating.
That too. Masturbating is work.
Hello to everyone on Stick'em. Watching us live on webcam. We're on webcam, actually.
Oh, cool beans.
Yeah. Now that I got the fancy laptop with the camera. See there?
Oh, I see the little dot.
But if you look in the update list, look. There's no one. I just literally set up this account 10 minutes ago.
Oh, well, so, great.
Get
on there and watch.
Give me a break. Somebody. So, newsflash to the listeners, I'm still single.
Me too. I'm staying that way.
I suck at relationships.
Me too, you know.
And here's the thing.
And I'm broke.
Good point. Thanks a lot, pal. I shut down Pizza Hut when I was little.
I shut down the Flint River restaurant.
Here's the story. I'm in diapers, and I go boom, boom. And it got everywhere.
Oh,
my
God.
Dad goes to pick me up, and...
the diaper
fall. It's like squeeze... You know how it's like, you're like, really squeeze a bottle of ketchup really hard, and it just shoots everywhere? That's what happened. I'm responsible for them having to remodel the place.
We can't get this stain up. The stench is unbearable.
And I ran into the waitresses that actually worked that day. They now work at a liquor store with my name on it.
Oh, God.
And they remember the event quite well. And I'm looking into the camera to make point of emphasis with my pen.
Yeah.
For the zero people that are watching.
That's what I was like, what is he doing?
Well, see, I wanted to get on Blog TV because we could actually record the video of this. But unfortunately, because the connection here sucks, like always, that's the reason why I had to give up my Xbox Live, because the connection here sucks. I can't play anything other than Call of Duty Modern Warfare, and who wants to play that? No one anymore now that...
I beat it like twice in a day the other day, just for why not.
Well, aren't you special? Isn't that special?
That's great.
Well, let's see. A lot of things have happened since the last show. We've started, it's a new year. We have a new president. Donnie's staying silent. I'm guessing he didn't vote for him. We're back in school. We're a month away from spring break. Woo.
March break, you mean?
Yeah, March break. It's not spring.
Yeah, it's not spring. It's just March
break. March 2nd is not spring.
You guys suck.
It just happens to fall at the midpoint of the semester. And they call it spring break. Donnie's multitasking. He's texting while doing the show.
I'm trying to tell him I'm doing the show.
But I had an accident.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I do know this.
I had an accident. It was at the beginning of the semester. A lady, apparently not paying attention, bumped into me at a yield sign going to the college. Didn't do much damage, you know, folded in the sides of where the license plate. You saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to see it, it's on my MySpace, Bob the Whopper Man on MySpace.
My chin is, man. Come on.
You
continue.
He uses the mic to scratch his chin.
It's right there.
You're an ass.
We all got one, just differs on how we use it.
But she was nice about the whole situation. She actually paid for it before they were done with it. And the reason why they weren't done with it... Donnie, you don't have to say anything, because, yeah. I had to deal with probably the biggest douchebag I've ever had to deal with. Can we say douchebag on the internet?
I'd assume so. I've heard worse. I've said worse.
We've got worse coming up.
Oh, gracious.
Yeah. I got about 20 minutes here on a CD of stuff to play through.
All right.
Christian Bell audio, anyone? If you haven't heard it yet, you're living under a rock. And the first audio bit we'll get to later is a goodie. It's old, but it's a goodie. We call him, the guy that gave us the quote said, "It'll be ready in 2 days." The end of the second day comes, and we call the manager of the shop. And he says, "Oh, it probably won't be till Monday." "But your guy told us 2 days." "Well, it's going to be Monday." "We wouldn't have given you the car if it was going to be until Monday. I could have kept driving it and brought it in on Monday." "I needed it for the weekend." He was like, "It's going to be Monday."
And I do that. I have to deal with that every day.
I mean, you can't take a little responsibility for your staff and say, "I'm sorry he told you that, but it's going to be till Monday." No, it's going to be Monday. Deal with it. So then I go up there just to see where they were on the freaking thing. Big mistake. I walk into the door and I say, "I'd like to see my car. I'd like to see the progress on it." He was like, "I can't take you back there." "Why not?" "Because there's no one back there." "But if you take me back there, someone will be back there." "It's not like I'm going to take a sledgehammer and bash in my windshield." After I was done talking to him, I wish I had a sledgehammer and I wish I knew where his car was. You probably could have pointed it out to me. But I get the car back and it's like new. There's still a little dent, but... who's picky?
A lot of people.
Yeah.
You noticed it.
Yeah.
And you said something about it.
Good point. Good point. But I wasn't about to go in and tell him that. He'd be like, "Well, we could pound that out for you. It'd be another week."
There's a dent in the table. I'm not pleased.
The reason why we're using kind of a half-assed setup here. Ooh, I said ass. Is because... look at that. Look at the roof. Look at that.
Holy cow.
Yeah. This entire desk was covered in water.
Are you sure that's water?
It didn't smell like water.
Hope there's not a bathroom right above you.
So, no, there's actually nothing above us in this room. The second floor stops there.
I gotcha.
But I had to unload all the equipment in here, and since I unloaded all the equipment from out of here, it hasn't leaked since. So slowly but surely bringing it all back.
Now it's going to start leaking again.
And my computer keeps trying to go to sleep on me. But anyway. Yeah, just like everyone that's listening right now. Let's go ahead and get this out of the way. President Obama. I mean, there's been a lot of coverage about him.
So I am tired of it. Let the man do his job.
Can we stop saying that he's the first African-American president? He's a mix.
Is he Hawaiian, too?
He's half white, half black, so he's technically the first mixed president. Technically, we have never had a black president. We've had a black first lady now. So technically, we haven't had a black president because he's half Caucasian.
He's in, that's what he is.
Wow.
We're going to have to beat that one out.
Wow.
We're gonna scratch
I'm
that
glad
one.
No one is in the chat room right
yeah,
now.
For real. Let me rephrase that.
No, don't.
He's African Hawaiian American.
So, I mean, the media can stop saying he's black president. I mean, he looks darker than the others.
Yeah. Well, he's just, they've made such a big deal out about it. He can't, they act like he's going to be the savior.
Yeah.
And then when he messes up one time.
I'm going to be honest, I voted for him, but I think he's starting to find out he's a little in. You know, he's like hairline deep,
yeah.
In it.
He's got a long way to go.
But anyway, if you haven't heard this yet, I swear to God, you've been living under a rock. But this lady was talking about the Obamas and about how they interacted with each other on make sure I got the right one, Inauguration Day. Let's check this out.
We also need to be affectionate, and you can see that with Barack and Michelle as mm-hmm. well. They do a lot of touching, kissing, even fisting with one yeah. another. And when they kiss one another, if you know.
I like the fist.
So you like the fisting, huh?
I guess. Let's go with that.
Here, for everyone on Stick'em, we're gonna fist each other right now. Yeah. There you go.
Air punch.
No way, you gotta explode it. How do you go on TV and say the Obamas like fisting?
I know, for real. Yeah, what?
I just want to see that lazy-eyed bastard come out and go, sham wow.
I hate that guy.
We can't do this all day.
It's virtually dry. Virtually.
And I love the people that have bought it and can't figure out how it works. It's like, I bought it and I tried to wipe up some mess and it didn't work. Newsflash. This
wet.
Is chamois.
You have
it
wet.
Has to be wet first. You ever wonder why the Olympic divers, when they were getting out of the water, they were sticking it into the water before they used it on themselves? It works better that way.
Shem wow.
You follow me, camera guy? Yeah, hey, you follow me, camera guy?
It's virtually dry.
Virtually dry on the bottom. That's going to smell just like this commercial.
Am I looking at you? You don't know that.
Have you seen the new one where he sticks the vegetables underneath the thing and he pounds the button?
Yeah.
It's like he's practicing to be on Family Feud. We surveyed 100 people. The top 5 answers on the board. What are the Obamas like doing best? Fisting.
Bing!
That's the number one answer.
Phenomena.
Do, 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 do.
Good, good lord.
Oh, good lord. Da 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 da. Kristen Bell audio, if you've heard it.
I don't know.
I don't know where he just goes. Da 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 da. Da da da. Let's get into some stories, why don't we?
Certainly.
Let's drag the show down even further. Can you tell it's been 3 months?
Yep.
We did a
You think after 3 months we'd have more material?
Exactly. Well, a lot of this stuff I picked for last week, but yeah. Anyway, we only did 5 shows last year. I looked it up.
That's pathetic.
I know. We've done the show since March of 05. We have 40 episodes. This is 41. Eh, oh well.
We're getting up on the grand old 50.
Yeah, I know. We're going to be able to collect a Social Security check. Oh, wait, the government's broke. That's right.
It'll be our super anniversary.
File your taxes.
Still owe.
Wow. My tax guy said I probably wouldn't have to file. I don't make enough.
You don't qualify for what? Anything.
This is really old, but I just like the story. A private school in Dallas has apologized after its girls' basketball team won a game against another school 100-0.
Yeah, that's... I heard about that. That was pathetic.
I mean...
Why do you have to apologize?
Why? Why apologize?
They suck!
Your team sucks.
Tell them to score a point. Tell them to stop crying.
If I was a school administrator, I would have sent the... I would send the newspaper an apology. I want to apologize to our citizens for such poor, unrespectful performance. I wanted 101. Sorry. I wanted 101.
I wanted to get over it.
We apologized to the other school because we didn't whoop them enough. They fired the coach.
Oh, no. I mean, that's his job. 100-0? What more could you ask? 200-0?
I mean, you don't hear that in football. You want those kind of scores.
I do.
In football, you can be 60-0 with 20 minutes. I mean, wow.
20 minutes.
With 10 minutes left in the third quarter. Score a touchdown. I don't care. I mean.
What do you want me to do? Let them score?
That's what I hate about this country. It's like. We don't want to hurt other people's feelings, but if they suck at something, they should know about it.
Yeah. Figure out something you're good at.
It's like Simon Cowell. You can't sing. Stop it.
Did you hear about Kramer going to court?
Nah.
I have to bring you that. What to bring it that up.
Kramer going to court. What for?
Racial comments on a during a show.
Oh, big whoop there.
Yeah.
And I haven't even had anything this morning. Nothing to drink, nothing to eat. I've been up since like 8 o'clock this morning.
You're pathetic.
I know. Oh, have you been to Burger King and tried the burger shots yet?
The burger shot?
Yeah. They're form of the Crystal Burger.
Oh, really?
It's like that tall, that big around. There's like 6 of them. To a box. They're awesome. You can order the value meal and it's the exact same price as a double whopper.
Oh, cool.
As little burger shots.
Burger shot.
And my stupid printer, I had a coupon for a 2-pack of them with the purchase of a value meal. My printer wouldn't print it out, so I've lost the coupon. Feel sorry for me.
It's okay.
Oh, man. I'm ready for next weekend. Valentine's weekend.
Oh, great.
Because I'm not going to be here.
Yeah. I don't have to spend money on anybody.
I'm going to be in Daytona Beach on Valentine's Day for the Daytona 500.
Yeah, I should have got tickets. I had free tickets. Just didn't take them.
I may have free tickets to Atlanta this spring.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I may have tickets to that. We're waiting to see how things go. Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that.
No, I was just thinking about that.
But anyway,
I have like a list of listeners all of a sudden.
If anyone needs, because of the package we bought, if anyone needs parking decals so they don't have to pay $40 to park, we park for free because my dad's handicapped.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. If you want to go to a race and you don't feel like walking, call my dad. He'll go with you and let you use his handicap sticker. All you gotta do is pay his way in.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, but, yeah, it's been, hold on, I'm trying to think. It's been 2 years since I've had a date.
Oh.
2 years? This Valentine's Day will be 2 years.
Damn.
I suck. Of course, my last girlfriend, she was kind of loopy.
Aren't they all?
True. And I'm not trying to make people feel sorry for me. It's just I don't have the patience anymore to put up with it.
I don't have the patience, the time, or the money.
I'm up at 5 o'clock every morning to come here to work. And then I'm in class all afternoon. And when I go home at night, I don't want to spend 3 hours on the phone talking about how about something cute their dog did earlier in the day.
He rolled over.
I want. Yeah, did he hump your leg? That would be more interesting. I that's what I want to hear about.
Something
degrading that I can tell your friends about.
Yeah, there you go. Hold over your head.
Something that I can enjoy. And then then on Fridays and Saturday nights, spend $40 to go out to eat and movie.
That's why I'm glad.
There are certain parts that suck, though. It's like when I went to the Three Doors Down concert.
Yeah, you suck.
And, you know, it was fun and all, but it sucked being there by myself. And, oh, my God. I couldn't hardly enjoy the frickin' thing. There was this cow in front of me. And she was so concerned about recording on her cell phone the entire thing. And if you know anything about cell phones, it only records like 15 seconds at a time.
And it's poor quality.
So she's sitting there with her phone up in the air recording every 15 seconds, and then she's like, boop, 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 boop. Record again. Boop, 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 boop. Record again. And she's standing right in front of me, and when she wasn't on the cell phone, she had both hands behind her back. Fast song, she's just swaying back and forth. Slow song. In between bands. Oh my God. And there was a girl, a hot girl at that, there by herself. I was stupid. Ow.
That was stupid as well.
And didn't talk to her because she was convinced that I was in her seat, but she had seat 5 and seat 13 confused. She was a winner.
What?
What I loved was the old dude in the aisle singing Lips of an Angel.
No teeth, yeah. You got gums.
That's why he likes the song, is because his wife is an angel.
Oh. That was harsh. She had the gums of an angel.
Esther, I miss you, Esther. What is up with old people in these weird days? It's like when they turn 50, did they get their name changed?
I don't know. It's like
I can't imagine a 13-year-old girl being named Esther.
Come here, Herschel.
Walker?
Huh?
Texas Ranger?
Oh, my gracious. Chuck.
I'm just thinking about Talladega Nights, naming the kids Walker and Texas Ranger. If they were girls, we would have called them Dr. Quinn and Medicine Woman.
I love that movie.
I'm going fast.
How much you selling that weed for, old man?
Damn, they are my kids.
That's some tripping movies.
And I made probably a bigger geek out of myself than ever in you know how in the college classes, the first day you introduce yourself, don't go to sleep. And my U.S. history teacher gave us a survey to fill out. Favorite movie.
Oh, great.
Favorite historical event. I said, my favorite historical event, I wanted to write this down, but I was afraid to get kicked out of class. I wanted to say the dump I took 20 minutes ago. But I was afraid to get kicked out. So.
I lost one pant size.
I wrote down UHF as my favorite movie. Well, Weird Al Yankovic. If you haven't seen it, you're a Jew.
And we're getting in trouble for what I said earlier.
I'm saying they're a Jew because they didn't want to waste the money on buying.
I know,
get it,
you know,
get
I
it.
Know
it's
that,
the money joke.
You know. Steal.
Anyway, and of course the next day he goes to the results. He was like, "Oh, a bunch of people said Terminator's your favorite." And did someone in this class put down UHF? raise my hand. He was going like, ah, oh, cool. I watched that movie when I was in college. I found a bigger nerd out there than me.
Appreciate it. My teacher watched it in college.
My English teacher's Russian. Go figure.
Okay, today we're going to learn English.
And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to make fun of her, but there are times I can't understand a word she's saying. And she gets upset when you ask her to repeat. It's like, we were supposed to turn in our paper, and I forgot to put the rough draft on it. She was like, I said 5 times to put the rough draft on it. I didn't hear you.
Didn't comprehend.
Speak the English.
I have communication skills, and it makes you feel like you're in elementary school.
I know. Oh my god.
All right, today we're going to do 15 vocab words.
And she has an obsession with writing about family values. Hello, this is America. We have no values.
Especially not family values.
I mean, in this country, 50% of marriages end in divorce. Yeah, we really have values. I mean, we have more drugs, more alcohol abuse. I mean, come on.
The only reason the Russians have it is they have to stay in the same house with everybody.
Yeah, come on. Okay, you're going to be sharing a room with Great Gangam.
Okay.
Oh, my God. But, my classes, I kind of like them. I got a teacher where it's all about him.
One of those.
He's his favorite topic.
Yeah, I love it.
He always shows up late because he's outside smoking a cigarette.
Oh, look. Wait.
5 letters, weird name. Sounds like a Sesame Street character.
Got the ponytail.
No.
Different.
Wears glasses.
Okay. Oh, I kind of know you. I think I know you.
Yeah, he carries all of his stuff in a box.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I got communications. Fun class. Have you had it?
Communication skills.
Just regular human communication.
I got human relations and...
Who do you have?
For which one?
Communication skills. My teacher, we got lucky. Because he was like, for the first time in my career, you're going to get an extra week on your first speech. And I was like, sweet, because I hadn't even started.
Yeah.
And he's some, like, big speech writer. I found a video online where he was on C-SPAN for, like, 50 minutes giving some kind of speech. So apparently he's a big shot.
Oh, yeah.
hopefully he won't find this.
Yeah.
Because he knows I do this kind of stuff, but I don't give him details. Gee, no wonder no one's in the room. let's see. A 14-year-old boy accused of impersonating a police officer and going on patrol has pleaded not guilty. He appeared in juvenile courtroom yesterday with his hands cuffed behind his back. And George ordered that George.
George?
Oh, good Lord. A judge ordered that he be held at the juvenile center because he posed a danger to himself. Last Saturday, the teen wearing an officer's uniform walked into a police station and was assigned to go on patrol. He partnered with another officer for about 5 hours before he was discovered. Police say the boy did not have a gun, never issued any tickets, and didn't drive the squad car. Wow. They say the boy had... a reverend said... Ooh. Going around. Said that the boy had lived with him for much of the past year and is fascinated with police work.
Wonder why.
Oh, you spilled the paint. Here, I'll help you clean up. Take your shirt off. I'll help you clean up.
I'm going to tell the police.
No, I'm going to go be the police.
Come get you. Turn left here.
Where are we going?
Turn left here. Call the SWAT team. He's dangerous.
This is a real bad Silence of the Lambs moment. In Florida, authorities said that a... St. Lucie County firefighter took a man's severed foot from an Interstate 95 crash scene last year and has been charged with misdemeanor theft. He took the foot. and shoved it up his ass. The firefighter told the Florida Highway Patrol after the September 19th crash that she took the... She! Well, kinky. Maybe she likes a foot in her ass while she's getting... that she took the remains to help train her cadaver dog.
Fetch, Fufu.
What was it, like one of them little rabbits, you know, like they train the racing dogs to tie to the string and shoot it across the pit? Get the foot, boo-boo! That is nasty.
She throws it in the water and goes after it.
Yeah. I wonder how long that thing lasted. Look, Bobo.
After a while, he's just chasing a skeleton foot.
Know, for real. Bears
in the he's yard. Out there gnawing on it. No, don't gnaw on that. That's not a toy.
Look, I bought you a severed penis today, Jimmy.
Oh.
Fetch.
A little much. She eventually resigned. Well, good news there. The lieutenant said that the severity of the theft charge is usually determined by the value of what is stolen.
I didn't see a price tag on it.
She was charged. Well, it didn't get long enough to get to the morgue for that. I mean, misdemeanor theft for stolen foot. Yes, I stole the foot. Okay, you get 20 hours community service and a $500 fine. Sweet!
Cool!
So for now on, if I want to steal someone, I'll just kill him and then steal them.
I just got a
tape. This tape won't be used in court. Hello, jury.
What's up?
Since there's no law specifically dealing with the theft of a body part, he said it was difficult to determine the monetary value of the foot.
Well, if he was alive,
it's a little bit different.
I mean,
if he's alive, there's a lot of value in a foot.
Maybe he'd like to wear it as a keychain. Put it on his key ring. You know, it's my lucky foot.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean rabbit's foot? No, my foot.
Person
see?
Foot.
Look.
Person foot.
See the blood squirting out of the top of it?
That's a good look, Char.
The firefighter was released from jail on her own recognizance Monday afternoon.
People thieve some weird stuff.
Oh my god. Oh, okay, here we go. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Yes.
I watched a little bit of it.
Too bad I don't have Comcast.
I know, that's what I'm getting to right here. Oh.
Oh, okay, here we go.
And do you know who the girl was?
Uh-oh. Hold on.
That ain't her. There we go. That's the girl. That's the girl that everyone saw. Very nice. Man, beautiful.
Yeah, very much.
Penthouse. Wow.
Hey, I need one.
Yeah. I hate these stupid things. Skip this ad. Get out here with that. Oh, there's a good picture.
There we go.
That's what we want to see. Look at that. Wow. Oh, it's pierced.
Rings. Double pierced.
We might want to close this out before someone comes in.
Yeah.
Oh, here. Don't say anything, but check this out. Oh, crap. I got to go back a page. Da, 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 da. Oh, look at that. Boop, 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 boop. That's the latest rave that's going on.
Oh, gracious.
Yeah. It's been emailed to me about 30 times. People, I've seen it.
I've seen it.
I'm not going to say a name because, yeah. But two short clips from a pornographic movie cut into the Comcast broadcast of the Super Bowl in homes in and around Tucson, Arizona. Comcast officials confirmed the signal was interrupted during the big game, but the company is still trying to figure out how the porn broke into the feed. A very humorous man in the control room.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
A very horny man at that.
Oscar the Super Bowl.
The porn cut into the broadcast shortly after Arizona Cardinals player Larry Fitzgerald scored a touchdown on a pass for Kurt Warner to give Arizona the lead. Less than 2 minutes in the game, the clip reportedly revealed a woman unzipping a man's pants and included full frontal male nudity. Now I see the problem. If it was just a girl, no problem. More than 80,000 people saw the photo and us.
Wow.
Yeah, I've seen the clip.
You've seen the actual clip?
It's on YouTube.
Oh. YouTube sucks. They're deleting all of my videos. Not because they suck, but because of music in it.
Music in it.
We did a series of videos called A Week in Review, and we would use like 10, 15 seconds of a song to intro and exit it. We use different songs each week. And apparently now they're starting to report copyright infringement on it. Hello. I'm in the radio business. Two things here about that. I didn't claim it was my own. I gave them credit. Two, I'd have to use more than 30 seconds of it. So, hello, assholes. Sea lickers. Oh, wait, that's a good thing. Sea swallowers.
There you go.
The liquor part. Remember the guy screaming at the kid?
Yeah.
We got another video of a very mean dad coming up here in a second.
That was tripping.
But first, this guy was being arrested. And for some reason, he decided to call 911 while being arrested.
If you are there, 911, are you still there?
Yes,
I'm being assaulted by an officer on I-4. Please call my wife. I'm being assaulted. Call a lawyer. And I'm being dragged out of my car. This is ridiculous. I'm being assaulted. He's yelling at me and grabbing me, and he has maced me once, okay? This is not cool. Get channel 2, channel 5, Fox 35, all of them down.
Get TMZ.
Get them all.
This is insane.
Yeah, we have several units on the way.
Please.
That'd
okay. Be great. Can I have your name, sir?
Goodbye.
Okay. Nope, I'm going to hold the phone as long as I can.
Sir?
Dude, I'm not even funny you. I'm not even funny
you.
Are.
Okay, sir, you need to listen to what the trooper's saying. Sir?
I'll put him on my foot.
Sir?
I ain't
going to listen to what the trooper's
saying. I'm going to threaten you. You're not all afraid. You not do it. Get out.
They're tasing you.
Sir. I have like 7 units in route right now.
Get off of me!
I said
get off of me! I don't have anything.
Sir?
I'm doing something right now. And the phone finally cuts off.
What makes you want to call 911?
Apparently, I guess he thought he was in the right. Apparently, he was wrong.
I just peed myself.
Let's go ahead and move on to the next one. Because this is a long one. A guy calls into work because he's running late. And something occurs that's going to cause him to be even later. And he describes what is happening in front of him in detail on the voicemail to apparently his boss. And he just keeps going on and on and on. But my question to you, is, do you think this is real?
Hey, Mark, excuse me. I'm on my way to 3768. Kind of got hung up. It's raining out here. I'm on my way into Dallas. Jerry's probably going to be calling you to find out where I'm at if he can't get a hold of me, I'm sure. So, whoa! Man, I just had a wreck right in front of me.
That sounds really convincing.
Yeah.
Whoa, wreck. I saw a wreck this morning. I was like, holy crap, I wish I had my camera.
Let me call you back.
This guy ran a red light and hit four old ladies in an Impala.
Four old ladies in an Impala.
It's important to remember. Four.
Old.
Remember, four.
Just kind of clipped him and turned him around right in front of me, man. That was close.
Man, that was close.
Yeah, you sound really...
I'd have dropped the phone.
...worried for your life there.
Oh, now this guy's getting out of his car. He's got a white shirt on with a tie of cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
With a what?
Can't forget the cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Throwing his hands up in there like it was their fault. Hold on. He's going over their window. She's rolling down the window. Oh, man, I think she sprayed him with pepper spray, man. He's on his face, and he's on his feet. She's getting out, she's beating him with an umbrella. The other woman is getting out, too. There's one woman with a little black purse. She's tomahawking him, man. She looks like a Sunbelt 20 horsepower jackhammer. We got another woman that's... She's hitting him like he's got a cattle prod, man. She's got an umbrella and she's sticking it in his side. There's another one that it's a little woman who looks like Mother Goose.
Wait a minute. What does Mother Goose look like? could someone answer me this? I mean,
I don't know.
Imagine a goose getting out of the car and hitting a guy in the middle
with
of the road.
Purse, yeah.
Where's the cops?
She beat him! She beat him! She's got this U-bit bag! It's huge! It's about the size of her! She's about 4 foot nothing! She hit him over the head! Everything went all over the place! Her Bible fell. She's in there with a Bible. She picked this Bible up and she lifted it way over her head. It was a hardback NVI version.
How the heck did he know that?
Oh, they still beat the hell out of this guy. She picked this Bible up and raised it up above her head and just beamed the guy. This guy's not getting up. They're still hitting him. The one with the little black purse is still all pieces of it. He's up on the car. The little woman just beating him again with that big bag. He's running.
Big bag, what are boobs?
Pap.
Into his car. He's out of here. The little bitty Mother Goose woman. She's stuck into him and dried it off. I wish you would have been here, man. This is too good.
If that really happened, I'd have laughed just like he was. But I wouldn't have been on the phone.
Long story short, he got fired. Because there is a certain thing called police records. Final story of the day before we get to the audio bit that's gonna rue all others. Police in Delaware say they have arrested a 16-year-old girl who allegedly threatened her parents with knives after they took away her cell phone.
Oh, gracious.
Delaware State Police said they were called to a home about 3 a.m. Sunday by the girl's parents, who had locked themselves inside their bedroom while their daughter threatened them from outside and attacked the doors with knives.
Dang.
The girl's father told officers he had taken away the teenager's cell phone after suspecting she had stolen money from her mother to purchase minutes. Police said the girl put down the two large kitchen knives after speaking to officers for about 10 minutes. She was arrested and charged with possession of a deadly weapon. Oh, so whenever I cook dinner,
during
the commission of a felony. Two counts of aggravated menacing, terrorist threatening, disorderly conduct, theft, criminal mischief, and possession of a deadly weapon by a person prohibited.
Huh. How do we know we're not prohibited?
I guess because she's a minor.
A pencil can be deadly.
Yeah, you get lead poisoning.
I know.
You have to cut your wiener off.
Oh.
You ever had lead poisoning? That sucked.
Never had it.
You get this big blue spot on your arm. It sucked.
What did you get stabbed with a pencil?
Accidentally.
Accidentally?
Are you ready, though? As I said in my youth, give it up to the chubby fat kid for being our most played bit on our MySpace.
Yeah, that was tripping.
I mean, and Donnie saved that one because I really had nothing. I just wanted to play it. Squirting jelly come out.
That was tripping.
How do you not laugh at that?
It was. He looked like it, though.
But this dad here, when his kid grows up, he's going to hate his father so bad.
Boy named Sue.
For posting this video online. It is the biggest video out there. And it's only been out there for a couple of days. And it's been viewed over 5 million times already. The kid comes out of the dentist's office and is sitting in the car in the parking lot. And his dad's filming him. And this is the conversation that took place.
Yeah, I know. How did it go?
I didn't feel anything.
Yeah.
Because he had a short cock.
That one was uncalled for. That was uncalled for.
That's what she said. That's what your ex said every night.
Oh, yeah, push it.
I feel fine.
Kind of felt good, didn't it?
Kind of felt good.
Does he know what he's saying?
I don't know.
Is this real life?
Depends on what you think is real life.
Yeah, baby.
Come in. Sit down. Have a cookie. We have your chat log. You said you wanted to bleep in her A and then bleep down her back. Have you ever watched Nightline before?
There you go.
This is a wig.
Yeah, this is real life.
Okay, now I have two fingers.
Up my ass. Duh, brains. It's like that scene in Look Who's Talking, the babysitter's like, oh, look.
What is that?
What is that? Oh, look at there. Why is that down there?
Another one down there.
That's no fingers.
Just a finger.
Good.
Now four fingers.
Oh, they're multiplying.
There you go.
What do they call that in science when it's multiplying?
Four fingers.
You have a big one.
Four finger discount.
Nah. Don't put that in. Don't put it in your mouth.
You might choke. Are we still talking about the fingers?
Yes, I don't know.
I feel like this video should interrupt a Super Bowl game.
Don't put that in your mouth.
I want to know that Comcast. Why did it take 30 seconds to turn it off?
Yeah, figure it out. I don't know.
Okay. You feel good?
Says the pedophile before it cocks him up.
I can't see anything.
Because it's so tiny.
You got the right dick.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Look harder.
Look harder. Get closer.
Stay in your seat.
He put it in.
Stay in your seat.
It stays in his seat, does as it's told.
I just shit.
Oh my god.
Smell like cabbage.
I don't feel tired.
We're not done yet.
We still have another round to go.
We just got started.
Your uncle hasn't even got here yet.
Uncle Michael?
You don't? No?
Do I have stitches?
Uh-huh.
You're gonna
From
have
From where
it.
I ripped out your asshole.
If you don't know, you are.
Apply pressure, it stops the bleeding.
Squeeze your cheeks together now.
Do Kegels. Squeeze. Release. Squeeze.
Run aerobics.
We can't do this all day.
Yes. Yeah.
From where? My big penis knocked him out.
You missed a stroke.
How do you get stitches on your teeth?
I don't know. You missed a stroke.
Don't touch it. Don't.
It's not.
Why can't I touch it?
Because it's not hard yet. It's not complete.
Because daddy will be arrested. Wait until tomorrow when I teach you how to shower.
I'm going to teach you how to shave.
Daddy, why is this water yellow? Why does it smell like chlorine in here? Daddy, it's hurting my eyes. And I haven't even put soap in my hair yet.
They're sticking together.
Why are my fingers all of a sudden feel like webbing? It's Flipper, it's Flipper, it's Flipper. We're going to hell.
Yeah.
Because it'll mess up the stitches.
You have four eyes.
Yeah.
He just says his dad has four eyes.
I think he's only got three.
No, he's got the brown eye.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
He's got the fart box.
That's why he agreed, yes.
Oh my god.
I feel funny. Why is this happening to me?
Because you're so damn cute.
Son, it's nothing to feel funny about.
Oh my god.
It's okay, bud. It's just from the medicine.
Date rate joke. It's from the Zoloft.
I told you to either spit or swallow, and you chose to swallow.
Oh, God.
We're going
That's what he said.
We're wrong.
Okay.
Is this going to be forever?
If you keep talking, yes. Yeah. I gotta try to keep one hard here.
Oh, no, it won't be forever.
Just until your mom gets home. Yeah, yeah. Oh my god.
Just until my Cialis wears off.
That was him spitting it up.
A nut loogie. That was new meaning to cum shot.
Oh my god, that is funny. No one's watching. That's what he said. No one's watching.
Oh. I promise no one will see.
Oh my god.
This chair makes my ass hurt.
Just sit down, buddy. Oh my god. That was funny. You have anything? I don't think we could top that.
No, not really.
Oh my god. That's what people waited 3 months for.
Yeah.
Us pedophile jokes.
Yeah, pedophile jokes. Us taking something completely harmless and making it just totally wrong.
It took a kid that was high on laughing gas. I turned it into a rape story. We turned it into every uncle's dream.
Yeah. We gotta go back to the ranch now, son.
Oh my god. Oh yeah, I have my own website now. LazyBob.net.
Oh cool.
Yeah.
What does it do? Pictures of you sleeping.
And there's videos of me snoring. Ah, thanks, Dad. Well, tonight I get to go DJ at a strip joint. If the girls show up. I wouldn't be upset if they weren't. I'm kidding. Oh my god.
Maybe the cow will come.
Yeah, everyone come out to the club tonight. We're going to play Guess. It counts. Sparks. Good night, Sparks. There we go. Can I draw you with a magic marker?
Well, like Mayan tattoos, you know.
Anyway. MySpace.com/TheUntitledShow. Donnie, you have anything you want to plug besides that kid's ass?
Good.
You don't even get on MySpace anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Even though girls are asking about you.
I need to get back on.
Yeah.
I gotta change my
on, page. Onto him or MySpace?
Beautiful.
Once again, hello, jury.
We can play the blog game.
Yeah. Ampsradio.net, that's the website. Stick him up. Yeah. Stick it in him. Stick it in him. The next time we do a show, if you want to watch us on Stick'em, it is stick'em.com/TUS1. TUS1.
Ow, that kind of
wait a minute. Wait. You headbutt the mic.
That's real headbanging. Not the child. No.
Oh.
I bet we're going to go to hell and hey, you guys don't have to wait in line. Come to the front.
You're going to be my servant.
You have front stage passes.
Backstage passes.
Well, we're in the front, you know.
you have front row seats.
Phenomena.
But I'm going to be in Daytona next weekend for the 500. You can follow me on my Twitter account, twitter.com/lazybob. I'll be posting photos.
Maybe you'll see one of the crazy crashes.
Yeah. Or maybe another 70-year-old woman's boobs. I still have nightmares.
What is that on the ground?
And I'm legal drinking age.
I'll be in next month.
Yeah, y'all. Party at my house.
Let's go.
I still haven't had a drink.
I'm going home and drink something right now.
I've been legal since December. I just looked at my arm like I had a watch. Since December 14th, and I still haven't had a drink.
You suck.
I don't drink.
You still suck. You drink something, mofo.
Show me a half interesting chick and get me really, you know, going. And maybe I'll drink to, you know, never mind.
Yeah,
maybe. I'm digging myself a hole. Bye.